A gutin erev Rosh Hashanah of the coming year of Bracha of Tavshin Pei Dalid. This is a shir, erev Rosh Hashanah, for the Haftarah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Just like the Parsha, which we'll read tomorrow, the Kriya, discusses how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Poiked Sari Imenu, that she should give birth to Yitzchak. And Chazal tell us that Sarah, Rachel, and Chanah were Nifgad and Rosh Hashanah. So we also tomorrow read the Haftarah of Chanah, who was originally an Akara, and she became a mother, and she was able to bear a child, a great Tzaddik Shmuel, on Rosh Hashanah. And we have a long Haftarah discussing the story. And the question is that the end of the Haftarah, where we have Chanah's Shira, originally we have her Tefillah, but then we have her Shira, which was said 2 years later, L'chaira, that is not, should not be connected to the Haftarah. It's very beautiful that she said, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so important. But why is this Shira added to the Haftarah? It will be sufficient to say that he was born, or to say that she brought him to the Mishkan. But why do we learn and discuss in the Haftarah, it's a very, very long Haftarah, the Shira, which she thinks of Kadosh Baruch Hu, 2 years later. And the Shira itself, you have to understand, L'chayr, there's many, many points in the Shira. Most of the Shira is not even about having a child, it's just general Shira. So we must find a connection between that and the child. So we're not going to go through the whole shtickle, but Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his drasha Kilas Yaakov, drush Yud, where he goes through the Haftarah, he has a tremendous mahalach in what was going on with Chanah, and I'd like to share with you just a little bit of it. Ha'ara. Firstly, he says, going to Rav Shlomo Kluger, is that when someone has a child, even when they really wanted a child, they don't really know if they could think of Kadosh Baruch Hu completely, because they don't know what the child is going to be like. Maybe it's going to be a child, it's going to be a brach, it'll be a tzara, this child, as opposed to someone that will bring the opposite of nachas. And therefore, even though Chanah had a child, and she was nifkar on Rosh Hashanah, but she still did not know what, if it was something that she should really be thrilled and happy and joyous about or not. And only when she was zaycha to bring him 2 years later to the Mishkan. And we'll just add, the Gemara tells us that Shmuel even had a discussion with Eli HaKoyin, and they were debating if Shechita is Ksheira Bizar, and the famous halacha that Shechita is Kasher with a Zar, you only need a Koyin from Zerika Saddam, or Kabbalah Saddam and further. That was actually something that came from Shmuel when he was 2 years old. He was darshaning and debating this with Eli HaKoyin. So when Chanah came to this point, that's when she sang the Shira. She said, now I know that Rosh Hashanah 2 years ago was a good Rosh Hashanah. You don't know right away how the Rosh Hashanah was. According to some Shitas, Rosh Hashanah actually affects a few years later, believe it or not. So, Mama Shitas from Kanmoinim. Al-Kupanim, so Chanah was waiting, and now she realized she needs to go along and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this gift of Shmuel. But what's the Shira? This Shira, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, is actually instructions and tips for how to be Matzliach on Rosh Hashanah, which will explain why we read on Rosh Hashanah. So again, we're just going to stay over basically one point from Rosh Shlomo Kluger, at the beginning of the Haftarah, what Chanah is saying, how she was Zaycha to this child. And Chanah, in her great humility, holds that she was not Zaycha because she is a Tzadikis. She says that's not why. She says Tzadikim are never Zaycha because they're great, and Kavachayim, little me, says Chanah, who's not a tzaddikus, in her humble opinion, we're not zeichet to things because we're great. We're zeichet to things because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to give us a gift, matnas chinam. Even Meshur Rabbeinu, right? Meshur Rabbeinu, v'eschanon, he asked for a matnas chinam. So, how are they zeichet? She says, I don't deserve it, but I'll tell you what I did. I'd like to share with you my mahalach and how to be zeichet, and how I was zeichet 2 years ago on that Rosh Hashanah, and I was able to come to the point where I am today. And she says like this. Everybody knows, very famous, the tour in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, right at the beginning, brings the Medrash in Parshas Emor, famous Chazal, that says that there's a difference between the Umas Ha'olam and Klal Yisrael. Normally, a normal person, besides Klal Yisrael by Rosh Hashanah, if they have a mishpat, they have some serious mishpat coming up about a big ticket that they got, or a serious tax issue, or maybe even Chas V'Shalom jail time, or Le'aleinu, Le'al Afachad Mi'Yisrael, a question of life and death, they are so worried. They're so broken up. They can't sleep. They're falling apart. They're completely, completely worried. What do they do, said Chazal? They'll dress up in black clothing to show everybody how serious it is for them. They'll wrap themselves in black clothing. But Klal Yisrael, they know they're being judged. We know we're being judged in Rosh Hashanah. We know that Sifri Chaim and Sifri Mesim is Tuchim Lefanov. And still, they dress up in white, beautiful clothing. They wrap themselves in white talesim. V'oichlin v'smechin. Why? Says the Medrash, the Torah brings this beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. They have betochen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to might see the tzaddik dinenu. And that's where the halacha is, to take a haircut every Rosh Hashanah, and to bathe oneself every Rosh Hashanah, to bear tasty foods. Because they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. We must see it. The word shitas ha-ga'inim, very interesting, the word ga'inim that held that you're allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah, but halacha we hold it's aser. That's the consensus of the Rav Ga'inim and the Shulchan Aruch and Rishayim, is you're not allowed to fast. You have to be the Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Based on what? What is the Simcha about? Is that you have bitachin. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaKol Elam, he's judging. But before we scream Malkeinu, we say Avinu Malkeinu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father, and he wants to help us work it through. Hashem wants to help us figure out a plan, a payment plan, a way to settle things, a way to work things out, a way to become dedicated, become a real Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the schus of the bitachin, that's how we survive Rosh Hashanah, and that's how we come out with brachas and kol tuv shebo'olam. Chazal say, Medrash says, in Parshas Beshalach, that Klal Yisrael will nigal from Mitzrayim b'schus ha'emuna. And in the future, Mashiach is going to come. We're going to have the Geula Hasidah b'schus ha'emuna. So that means that Geula, personal and public, comes in the schus of emuna, excuse me, and bitachin. And therefore, it makes sense that we go along and we eat and we drink and we rejoice on this day to symbolize we have a tachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is going to help us figure out a plan how to get back to Him, how to be zoicha to be true and deserve a wonderful year. Goyim don't have that. So, says Chana, that's my secret. I wasn't deserving to have a song like Shmuel, Gadol Hadar. You know how I did it? Because I had simcha and I had betachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I knew that I didn't deserve it. I knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to help me work things out. And that's why I was zeichet all those 2 years ago to this wonderful son. Then Rosh Lema Kloger explains. He says he has a shita. He speaks about it in his drushes on Shavuos. The difference between the word alatz and simcha. Alatz and simcha both seem to be synonyms. Both mean to be rejoicing. But he says simcha is for the past. Something that happens. It was really good. It worked out. The moment it happens, you get filled with simcha. You heard you had a new baby, you heard a Besura Taiva, you get Simcha, Baruch Hashem. Alatz, he says, is a Simcha because you're expecting things to work out. Let's say you settled a good deal, you bought something, and you expect now it's going to work out really well, or you made some Shidduch and you expect that it's going to be a great marriage. That is Alatz. It's a Simcha based on something that happened now, but you're looking towards the future in a very bright light. You think really things are going to work out right now. Says, that's a pshat in the first pasuk of the Shira in the Haftarah. When Chana says, I'm going to explain to you, says Chana, how I was zechet to the son Shmuel. I didn't deserve it. I'm going to explain to you what to do on Rosh Hashanah. And she says, Olatz libi b'Hashem. I was filled with simcha, with future simcha, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I did back then. And therefore, Rama Karni Basham, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this Yeshua for me. That's why I was saved, because I was filled with Simcha, hoping towards Him. It was a Simcha of Emuna. And that's why I was zeichet to have this special son. That's why I got this Yeshua. And, she says, the Yetzirah was, well, he learns the Oyev, not like the Pasha Shah. Pasha Shah goes on Penina, right? But he learns, when it says, Racha Pi Al Oyvai, is referring to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah would say, she doesn't deserve to have a child. What's she doing? What does she think? This Chana's not going to have a child. We're not going to have a Shmuel born out of this. No, says Chana. Still, Rachav Pio, I'm able to go and against the Yetzahara, against the Satan who hates me, is Mekatrig. Why? Bishchus what? How did I win over him? Not with Maithim Tovim. You know how? Ki Samachti Bishua Secha. Because I had Simcha from Yeshua. Chara, it's very shrewd of the Pasuk otherwise. She should say, Pasuk Shat, she's saying that I was told I'm not going to have children. My enemy said I'm not going to have children. And no, I am, Rachav Pio Alayvai, I'm able to open my mouth. Ki samachti b'shua secha? No, because you helped me. What's ki samachti b'shua secha? According to this, it's gevaldik. According to this pshat, I was able to win over the Satan and Shemayim because I had simcha, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do Yeshua and help me, and b'shus that simcha, the future simcha, like we said, that's how, she says, I was zeicha. That's how I was zeicha to go along and win. And this is something that is a negiach to everybody, from the undeserving, and kal v'chaim, the deserving. You have simcha, in the Emunah, and his Bitachin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. That brings us the greatest Yeshuas in the world. And he goes on and explains the rest of the Haftarah. We're not going to do that now. Just bring you one more Nekuda that he brings. We have the famous Sukkim in Nechemya Ches, where Ezra and Nechemya saw how Klal Yisrael, when they came back to Bayis Sheni, they had been feeling broken, how much they had been chayte, and they were feeling despondent, and they were crying, and Ezra had read them from the Torah and giving him a lot of Musar, and it was Rosh Hashanah. They all were crying and they were having Avelus. So the Pasuk says, and Nechemya told them, Al Tis Ablu, don't be mourning today. But Al Tifku, don't cry about your sins. Hear this, Rosh Hashanah, don't cry for your sins. That's not what Rosh Hashanah is. Don't focus on that. Ki Vashim Kola'am, Gesham is Diriyat Torah, Pasuk says that. They were all crying. But Yaim Elohim, and he told them, Luchu go, Ichlu Mashmanim, go eat some fatty good foods. Ushasumam takim, and drink some delicious sweet drinks. Vishilchu manes le'ein nachalein, send portions of food to those that don't have. Famous pre-chadish, says the minig Yerushalayim, the same Mishalach manes, Rosh Hashanah time for people that don't have. Ki kodai shayayim la'adaneinu, right? We use these words, we borrow these words into our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah in the Matzah. This is a holy day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a holy day. And therefore rejoice. Ve'alti asr, don't be sad. Ki chedvas Hashem imo uschem, because what gives you strength? Rejoicing and having simcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looking forward, realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. That itself gives you eyes. And the Levim were trying to quiet down all those crying Yidden. Hasu, be quiet, they said to them. It's not a day to be sad and be broken. I'm reading you from Nechemya Perakhas. Everybody listened. They were obedient. They went to eat, drink, and send portions. V'lasei simcha gedayla. They went to do simcha gedayla. Ki evinu badvar mashir deal. They understood the message. Obviously, what's so hard about the message? Says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, why did they do simcha gedayla? Okay, they didn't really want to be the simcha. So do whatever simcha they have. They're mechayiv to do. Do. No. They understood the message. They understood that the real secret to success in Rosh Hashanah is to have bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have bitachin in Avinu. How Avinu is going to make things work out. And to be relying more and more on the Eibishter, how he's going to help us. And therefore, they came to Simcha Gedayla, because they understood what Nechemya was telling them. The Meila, the Vayishem, should help. That we should be Zeiche, to have bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should have Simcha in that bitachin. We should have a Freilicha, serious Rosh Hashanah, Freilicha and serious together without any Avelus. And that will be Zeiche, to Aksiva, the Chesima Toiva, Lanu, Ulachol, Beis, Yisrael. Have a good Yom Tov and a wonderful year.